Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. And this past Sunday, the Lord had me release a powerful message about the tale of two kingdoms, the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of Satan. You see, everything around us is connected to either one of the two spiritual forces, either God or Satan. So we're either on God's side or on Satan's side. There is no in between. Even as people in America have taken to the streets to protest that there be no king in our nation, this is a plot from the dark side, which is Satan. For those of us who are Kingdom of God citizens, our Lord, Master, and King is Jesus Christ. And in this season, and in the seasons to come, he's exhorting his people to break forth and establish his kingdom plan and purpose right here, right now. Proverbs 19:21 says, "There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand." And Daniel 2:44 reads as follows, "And in the day of these kings, which is now, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms. And it," meaning the kingdom of God, "shall stand forever." In other words, what you're seeing in the earth now is God restoring the earth to his purpose by taking down the kingdoms of this world to make them the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. So anything that's not of God is coming down so that Jesus can come back and rule on his throne in the earth.
Anything that's not of God's kingdom is going to be broken to pieces. Anything that's not of God is going to be broken down and consumed. That's where we are. It has to be that way. Jesus cannot come back in the earth with these other governments fighting him. No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. He wants his people to be establishing his kingdom now. And that's why he told me to write the book and give a mandate to his people. It's time to break forth. Break forth in what you've been called to do. Break forth in the thing that God has given you to do, because that's how we take dominion. That's how we start showing how the kingdom operates. Because everything God's telling us to break forth in is about love. It's about peace. It's about people working together. It's about prosperity. And that is the message the Lord said this is all about.
Now, let's get into today's message.
God said this is a kingdom recovery mission. A recovery mission indicates something has fallen and something needs to be restored. Okay, that's why Jesus came. He came to restore what Adam lost. This is how much God loved us. He sacrificed the life of his son so that we could be back in his family as sons and daughters of God, living in the inheritance he has for us and being an honor to him. But these earthly governments aren't about that. If you go back to the book of 1 Samuel, the people wanted a king. And what did the Lord say? Okay, give them a king. But let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to get taxes. They're going to take your kids. They're going to take your property. They're going to do all this stuff. And you're going to be working for that king for nothing. But he let them have a king because they wanted to be like everybody else. So now they were going to suffer like everybody else. But God let Samuel tell the people that they rejected God. The minute they chose a king, they rejected God. And same thing here. The minute we chose an earthly king or an earthly leader or an earthly political party and depart from God, Jeremiah 17:5 says you cursed because you're going turning from God, departing from God to follow a man or follow a political party. We're not in that. God is not in those political parties trying to get people to follow the parties. When Jesus gave the mandate to the church, what did he say to his disciples? Go into all the world and preach the gospel. So if you're a politician and you're a Christian, your job is to preach the gospel. How? As an ambassador. When you're discussing plans, talk about, well, you know how God's kingdom would do it, how God would want us to do it. Exchange of ideas. Speak what God is saying, speak. Because I'm telling you, there's a great fall. And that's the word the Lord has me want to deliver to you today. I talk about it in the book and I will read it, but I'm going to tell you, stop and go back to some of the stuff he's given me that I've written about in the past concerning a great fall in America. Now, the fall has to happen. So all of you who are trying to hold on to what it's like in America, uh-uh. It has to fall. For Jesus to come back, the kingdoms of this world must fall. Daniel 2:44. What does it say? Let me read it for you. It talks about how God set up his kingdom in the earth. And he set up his kingdom initially with Adam. But Adam fell. And the kingdom fell into other hands. And it was actually dormant because the devil can't be in the kingdom of God. He doesn't know how. But Daniel 2:44 says it this. He's talking about in the days of the kings. That's where we live now. It says, in the days of these kings shall God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. Okay? And the kingdom shall not be left to other people. Meaning there's not going to be a succession of other kings over God's kingdom. It's Jesus Christ. He is king now and forever. But it shall, here's the kingdom of God, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these other kingdoms. But the kingdom of God, it shall stand forever. That's where we are, people. So you see a breaking down of kingdoms. You see a breaking down of the American system. Yes, it has to break. And all these people trying to make America great again, it's not going to happen. Why? Because unless they follow God and do it God's way, America will never be great again. We have to follow God's kingdom. Because as you said here, he said it here. Anything that's not of God's kingdom is going to be broken to pieces. Anything that's not of God is going to be broken down and consumed. That's where we are. It has to be that way. Jesus cannot come back in the earth with these other governments fighting him. No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. He wants his people to be establishing his kingdom now. And that's why he told me to write the book and give the mandate to his people. It's time to break forth. Break forth in what you've been called to do. Break forth in the thing that God has given you to do, because that's how we take dominion. That's how we start showing how the kingdom operates, because everything God's telling us to break forth in is about love. It's about peace. It's about people working together. It's about prosperity. And that is the message the Lord said this is all about. This is all about. And it's kind of interesting because I really, this shutdown, it's affecting a lot of people. But the Lord showed me that there's a strong diabolical plot in this thing, this serious. And when he told me this, I shook, because I'm like, really, Lord, are these people really that demonic? He said that the politicians that are holding out, he said, is because they are punishing the people for having put Trump in the office. They don't care about the people. They're trying to prove a point. Yeah, you put this man into office, but we're going to show you how you're going to suffer. But what they don't understand, the suffering is at their hands. And then as the Lord said, it's going to backfire because they're the ones that are actually suffering. So when the Lord started talking to me about the tale of two kingdoms, and he sent me back to what happened in France. Oh, my goodness. You're talking about rulers suffering, making the people suffer for their own benefit. And what happened? There was a revolt. The people ended up killing the very ones that were oppressing them. And that's not what God wants to happen. But with all that they're doing, violence is sure to break out. But what the Lord is saying, God, to his people is, break forth on what I've given you. Because what God has given us to break forth in is the relief that the people need. We are called like the Josephs of our era to take care of the people. They should be going to the government. And all this socialist, we want the healthcare. You know, let me tell you what this whole motive is. Satan wants you to be so hooked on a government that when they pull the string, you die. So it doesn't matter what they're doing. It doesn't matter what they're saying. What they're doing is they're putting a stranglehold on the people on purpose. It's about power. They want to be able to shut you on and shut you off at their will. But they have to do that by hooking you into the government systems for money, for healthcare. Why? Because they can shut it down and you die. And don't be fooled. Gosh, Lord, shall I share that? Now, see, I have a lot of friends. I have a lot of people in France and in Germany and Europe. When they talk about the socialist program, those people are bellyaching. They are bellyaching. Why? The government shuts them down. And then the people get up and they will shut down stuff, but the government still holds power at the end. And recently, one of the pastors was saying how that now there's a healthcare policy that's been in place for a while that at a certain age, you can't get no healthcare. Why? They figure you're old, you're dying anyway. You will not, if you got a broken hip, die, live with it, because we're not going to take care of you. So the government determines to shut you down. Why? They have the power. It's their right. You don't have a say. So for people who are hearing what they're saying, y'all better be praying. Because God, if God can't take care of you, just know man can never take care of you. God has to, especially if you're Christian. So the Lord started reminding me of what he said was coming to America. He said it was a great fall. Now, it has to happen for Christianity and for people who have a destiny in Christ to arise. So all the breakdown is not just to break down. No, it's to make a way for us to rise up to do what God says. Kind of like if you remember what happened in Egypt when Pharaoh would not let the people go. And that's essentially what is happening here. The devil of politics in America is a spirit of Pharaoh. They do not want to let the people go. And God says, let my people go so they can serve me. So if you notice that, take the politics and they'll start laws that are against God. That's the devil. Why? They don't want God. So it's not about Donald Trump or this party or that party. Bottom line, in America, they don't want God. Raise up somebody else. They'll say the same thing. We're going to go against this. It's a demonic system that's trying to hold on to its place. And God says, no. He's God has a covenant to withhold or uphold in this nation for those of us who still believe in God. And he will do it. Even if he has a handful of people, it only takes two. And I know he's got a handful that still believe God is the answer for America. We believe that God can and will bless America, but the blessing comes with obedience. And America's rebellion is getting ready to get answered in a big way. In fact, I saw people running. Whatever's getting ready to happen, I saw people running to get saved, running to God. And that's what it's going to take. Because you think how far gone we are, you're going to have a major, major shakeup for us to really get it. And God said, it's coming. So for the past year or so, the Lord's been talking about a great fall. And I want to see if I can find the most recent one. This one was in October, actually a year ago. Oh my goodness. He said, there will be a great fall in your nation. Yet as one kingdom falls, I mean the kingdom of darkness, my kingdom will arise with more wealth, hallelujah, and power than this world has ever seen. That's why this thing is falling. God wants to show us more wealth and more power this world has never seen. And right now you have people squandering the wealth. You have people holding on to the wealth. And trust me, if some of these politicians hold on, if they had given up all their money, this thing would have been ended already. But they don't want that. They still got their cushy things. They're still doing what they got to do. But what God is saying, turn to him. He wants you to turn to him, not turn to the streets, not protest in the street, not to violence. That was what caused the bloodshed back in the French Revolution. Yeah, they had corrupt politicians that were starving the people. But you know what? They weren't a people that went after God like they should have. But we know better. The tale of this city, this America, will be different.
If you've enjoyed this episode, join us again for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews, live every Sunday morning at 11:30 Eastern Standard Time. Subscribe both to this podcast channel and our YouTube channel as well, so you don't miss out on what God is doing in these last days. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time. Thank you for being with us. You can catch our Sunday live broadcast weekly on YouTube at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also catch our weekly podcast episodes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, as well as our website, www.epicbooksandcafe.com. In addition, Break Forth, Fulfilling God's Dominion Mandate by Paula Matthews is available both at Barnes & Noble and Amazon Books. Thank you for being with us.